Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Bow Building Solutions?
Yep.
Hi, sir. It's Tony here. I know I'm probably calling out of the blue. Would you be opposed to a quick question, though?
Yeah, what's up?
Thank you, sir. Are you guys still taking more deck jobs, or are you fully booked right now?
Nah, we always taking projects.
Got it. And if you don't mind me asking, how do you usually keep things consistent?
Yeah, just word of mouth, brother. We got a website. Mainly word of mouth.
Mainly word of mouth. So are you trying to maintain or are you trying to grow your business, sir?
It's a great question. Always room for growth.
It sounds like that, of course. So what usually tells you, hey, it's time to try something new?
I don't know, to be honest.
Like, something that's affordable, something that makes sense?
What do you mean by try something new?
Yeah, I mean, like, right now, for example, if somebody's looking for a porch repair, right? How would it impact your business if people were to find you first before the other guy?
Yeah, I mean, people find us all the time, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, it's not a question of volume? Question of quality?
I mean, it depends. You know what I mean? Like, we got the work, always booked out about month and a half in advance. Like, we always got work.
Okay, is it quality work or, I mean, like, are they expensive jobs or just keeping busy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're good jobs.
Yeah, I mean, we take on big projects for sure.
Okay. Would you be able, you said you'd be able to take new ones. I mean, what's holding us back and sending you some work your way?
Yeah, I mean, what you got to offer?
A lot of things, sir. We usually start with the presence. That's always been the same, internet or not. But yeah, we do also work leads and some. The main idea of this, since we specialize in exclusive listings and consistent workflow, so it's not the idea of just selling you something. It's the idea of working together, because if we're not providing you the results, we're not growing as well. And it's a risk-free monthly service. You can just go ahead and drop it out. So the main idea here is to see if how we can make it work together, you know? For example,
yeah,
if I were to... Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, sir. Sorry.
Yeah, so what is it exactly you do?
Well, again, if it's presence, whether if it's leads, whether if it's clicks, AI, I mean, again, we've been... It's more like... or campaigns. More like showing...
Do you guys run meta ads?
We do meta ads, of course, sir. Definitely, we have direct channels with them. Does bring good results. Is that something you've been thinking about?
No, I mean, dude, I work in sales. I'm doing high ticket, but it's my dad's business, and I help him out. So,
okay.
Like, I know how all this stuff works for sure. I mean, I like the opening to the cold call. That's pretty fire. I never pick up these calls. Like, I get these calls all the time. But, yeah, bro, to be honest, like, my dad, I tried getting him to scale, but he's just not in a position where he wants to. Like, he's not trying to take it to the moon, you know. He's living in a place of abundance, comfort, and he's not really trying to grow. But I mean, just so I'm clear, like, what is it you guys do? You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys run meta ads, you said presence. I'm assuming, like, you guys run ads. What else?
Of course, it sounds like you're well acquainted with this kind of stuff.
Of course.
And also, I do get the position your dad is in. I mean, a lot of people from his generation, they're looking forward to retirement, you know? So they usually just work with their, and they love their clients. It's not the same as us. I mean, they go far beyond when it comes to the client. They actually, you know, it's just part of their life. So it's understandable. I'm not sure if he's going to pass on along the business. Usually that's the case to you, right? And when it comes to that, I'm pretty sure if you sound young, I mean, you're definitely open on expanding it.
Yeah, I'm not going to take over his business. I'm kind of doing my own thing.
Doing your own thing? Okay.
I just got to help the old man out, you know what I mean?
Of course, man. I mean, that's family, right? That talks loud about you. I do the same with my dad. Anyway, to answer your question, sir, yeah, we pretty much do it all, sir. I mean, whether it's SEO, whether it's and it's not so much about what you're doing, it's more like who's behind the wheel, because you can try SEO with somebody and you're not going to get results, or it's going to take like 3 or 4 months to actually start popping, right?
Yeah.
In our case, since we do have that direct line, it usually takes around a month and a half, 2 months. Should be getting the results that you expected, and it already has the design for you to at least gain back your investment if you were to jump out. Again, it's a 20-year-old company. We're not here to, you know, just ruin our reputation for a monthly. Does that make sense?
Of course. Yeah.
So
Let me do this. I'll drop you the number. I'll give you the number of the company. My sister's now kind of taking over. And then you could call her and pitch her. If you open up with the same line, she might respond and actually might be interested. So, for sure. You ready for the phone number?
I am ready 100%, sir. Yes.
Yeah. 360-771-5533.
So I have a 360-771-5533.
Yes, sir. Name of my sister is Mika. M-I-K-A.
Mika.
Val Building Solutions. That's just our phone number. I thought my phone number is like off all the websites and the database, but not for the company, because my phone number used to be like the number everyone called. But that's the new number. And yeah, dude. You can try your best with my sister and see what she says. She's definitely knowledgeable. She's way more involved with the whole work process now. But yeah, bro.
Thank you. My name is Tony Quintana. I mean, who am I speaking to? What's your name, sir, if I may?
Oh, my name is Igor.
Igor, you mentioned that you're doing your own thing. I mean, would it bother you if I ask you what you mean about that?
Yeah, I'm doing high ticket sales, brother. Right now I'm on a fitness offer. I'm selling a fitness coaching program. And then I'm also transitioning into a different industry, selling peptides, brother. Not peptides, but compliance and wholesale products for people like chiropractors, gyms, masseurs, clinics and stuff like that. So
got it.
I don't be cold calling people. I hop on calls with warm prospects, but that's what I'll be doing.
Got it. I'm not sure if I have a category for that though. We can, you know, but for example, you already have like your website and stuff, like, you know, basic stuff, right? You're working on that.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm just a closer, bro. I'm just strictly in sales part of it. So.
Sounds like you know a little bit about these things. I mean, definitely.
Of course. Yeah.
Bro, Igor, I mean, you made my day with what you said about the opening and all that. It's, bro. Do you have any tips for me before I jump out and I give a call to Mika?
Yeah, bro. I mean, cold calling is a different beast, you know what I mean? I don't cold call. I see a bunch of, like, reels. People be trying, like, fun things. Like, you know, you ever watch Wolf of Wall Street?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I started a little bit with his methods.
Yeah, bro. I mean, it's fun. Sometimes I'll call up prospects that fill out our applications and, like, try different things with them. But it's not necessarily cold calling because they literally filled out, you know, a form to get in contact with us. But yeah, dude, it's pretty fun. I guess the only tip, bro, continue being yourself, bro. That's all it takes.
Of course. And just lastly, I mean, and yeah, Ty was totally hooked on Wolf. But Wolf, have you, have you tried Chris Boss though?
What was that?
Chris Boss. Have you tried that guy?
No.
Man, you're gonna absolutely love him, man. Honestly.
Really?
Yeah, write it down. I'll wait for you. Just write it down, man. Just watch some videos. Honestly.
Yeah, is he a sales trainer?
He was a negotiator for the FBI, so a lot of his background comes from negotiating with terrorists and stuff like that. So,
what's his name?
Chris Boss, with a UV, like a V as in Victor. Chris, as is, and Boss, V-O-S-S.
Oh,
man.
V-O-S-S. Chris.
Yeah, he has a book as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it, man. Definitely. Makes my job a little bit more fun. Nobody likes calls, honestly.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome. Thank you, bro. That's super dope. What's your name, by the way?
I'm Tony Quintana, sir. Igor.
Tony. Okay, yeah. Tony. All right, brother. Well, pleasure meeting you. Yeah, dude, just give a call to my sister. Like, I can't promise you she'll pick up, but...
I'm going to give it a try. You know, it's part of the job, sir. And again, you made my day, Igor, okay? You're doing...
Yes, sir.
Keep up what you're doing, man. God bless.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You as well, brother.
Stay away from the Epstein files. I'm sorry, man.
You're a funny guy. All right, brother. Take care. Have a good week.
You as well.